gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer,
here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin, and brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat, and Vitacraft Lick and Lap is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that I guarantee your cats will love. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, in pet stores, or you can find it at Walmart.com. Also, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. If you enter the code PETS, P-E-T-S, in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com, you can get 10% off. Don't forget also, we are sponsoring a tropical Costa Rica trip by Colette. You can call them at 800-581-8942. The booking number for us is 1299-885, and you can spend 9 days in tropical Costa Rica. I hope you'll join us. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. You can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, Alexa, CN4, TuneIn, and also at TalkinPets.com. Click on Listen Live. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets.
I love the lovely little Labradors and Oodles of Poodles, the cha-ching Chihuahuas and Reliable Retrievers, the silly little Sausage Dogs and Terrific Tiny Terriers. Oh, I do love doggies! I love the brilliant brainy Border Collies, the big butch Bulldogs, the super springy Spaniels and pom-pomming Pomeranians, the hunky hairy Huskies and great galloping Greyhounds. Oh, I do love doggies! I tell you, I would melt it to Maltese while visualizing Bizzlers. I point out all the pointers while dreaming Dalmatians. Now be careful saying Pitsu, some people may look at you. Oh, I do love doggies! I love the cute little corgis and beautiful beagles, but you can't get better than a lovely Irish setter. And if I found a basset hound, I would fall to the ground. I do love doggies!
I like that chorus line. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Devin Leach.
Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call, 818-818-6401. So our producer at the network at CRN out in California is Sydney. Hi, Sydney.
How's it going?
Going good. So I'm curious, have you decided yet? Are you getting a dog? Are you getting a cat?
I'm still on the fence.
Okay.
But I would be leaning toward cat just because, yeah, I feel like dogs being left by themselves, maybe not a good idea.
I don't know. Ask Jasmine. What do you think, Jasmine? I think cats are a lot, they are easier to take care of for the most part. I mean, you don't have to walk them and so on and so forth like dogs.
Right.
Yeah. But, like, what kind of hours do you work?
I coach basketball as well, so I'm working pretty much all day, so I'm back at around, like, 8.
Oh, okay.
I'm leaving at 6:30 a.m. So, yeah, it's long days.
Oh, yeah. Unless you could have somebody come, like, midday and take them outside.
Yeah, but with the cats, though, too, one thing I told Sydney was it's good if you want to get a cat, to sometimes get two, because this way they'll play with each other, less, you know, rain on the furniture and so on and so forth. Personally, I don't know what it is. I've had female cats and I've never had a problem with female cats. And I've got three rescue cats now in the house, and not a problem. But when I had a male cat, I felt like I was an HE double toothpicks. It was insane. This cat was so territorial, and I couldn't give up on him, but I couldn't get anything new into the house at all.
Oh, wow.
So
you needed that cat trainer from my cat from hell show.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I work with my cats pretty close. They're good. It's just the male. He was like that when I adopted him. They were going to put him to sleep. Rainy, he came with Rainy. It was Rainy's brother, and Rainy was the best cat next to Shadow, actually, that I've ever had.
So they were polar opposites.
Totally. And he was just a mess. So at 6 weeks of age, he was hissing and peeing everywhere.
Oh,
and
he was a baby.
Yeah. And, well, I didn't get him at that time. He had a lot of problems. I got him a couple weeks later, but I didn't want him to be put to sleep, so I took him. But he had habitual problems from day one.
Were they feral?
No.
Oh, okay.
Actually, you know what? Maybe they were. I don't know. It might have been from a feral cat. I'm not sure. They were dropped off at the shelter. So, but yeah, Sydney, look into it. You know, keep listening to the show. And you got any questions, just let us know.
Definitely. I'm learning a lot.
Well, if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were...
But he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee for the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this harmless sadness in my shoes are all text. Always looking to my seat, no time spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit. But somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, as of last week, you may want to check out these top five. Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Sonic the Hedgehog 3. That has made... $161 million in 2 weeks. So, that's doing quite well. But so did Hedgehog number 1 and 2. So now they got 3, and it's doing quite well. Mufasa, The Lion King, $139 million in 2 weeks. I actually loved Mufasa. I mean, it's not a cartoon. It's not animated. It's more AI. But I thought it was a great film. Nosferatu. I have wanted to see this movie. I have not seen it. It's a vampire movie. Made $53 million in 1 week. That's pretty good for a vampire movie. Not bad at all. So, Wicked, still on the top five. At number four, it's made $438 million in 6 weeks. Wow. Pretty amazing. And that's domestically. Number five, Moana 2, still in the top five. $409 million in 5 weeks. Both of those two are doing extremely well. And I am going to mention the sixth one, only because of the fact I think it's a great movie. A Complete Unknown. And Timothy Chalamet was phenomenal in this movie. Matter of fact, I voted for him for Best Actor. So, I don't know if I'm supposed to tell that, but I just did. Anyway, it made $32 million in 1 week.
It was supposed to be anonymous.
Anyway, but he's great. I mean, he's just amazing in that movie. So check them out if you're going to the movies, and hopefully you'll enjoy them. Of course, animal-wise, Sonic is animals, Mufasa, animals. Wicked has the flying monkeys. You want a monkey, I know. Did you hear about that guy that got pulled over in a Ben's car or whatever? Very wealthy person.
No.
And they pulled him over. The driver of the car was drunk, and in the back was the rich guy with his baby monkey.
Oh.
In a little like baby suit. And
yeah, what else was he supposed to be wearing?
Well, he got taken away. Because
did you hear about the monkey? Somebody...
They were illegal in that state, and I think it was California.
Someone found a monkey on the side of the road that was hit by a car in Seminole.
That's because of the fact that people get exotic animals like that. They get out or they let them out.
Contain them.
Well, and the thing is when the monkey goes a little crazy on you, and they will when those hormones kick in, monkeys go crazy. So not a good idea to have a monkey.
You just sweet talk them.
You don't want a monkey.
I do.
Sydney, you don't want a monkey either.
Yeah.
So
Sydney.
Yes,
please.
Sydney agrees.
I was gonna say we could get monkeys together.
No. You'll make the diaper company so much richer than what they already are.
I'll potty train mine.
No, good luck. 818-818-6401. We come back. A story from Devin. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
The Pet Food Institute announced its allocation of $165 million under the U.S. Department of Agriculture Regional Agriculture Promotion Program, RAP, for the 2025 fiscal year. The funding part of USDA's $300 million of RAP grants will enhance U.S. pet food market access in emerging global markets, with $325,000 specifically designated for promotional activities in South Africa. The investment aligns with USDA's goal of diversifying U.S. agriculture export markets by targeting regions with rising consumer demand and purchasing power, such as Africa, Latin America, and Southeast Asia. PFI will leverage these funds to highlight the safety, quality, and nutritional benefits of U.S.-made food products while building stronger connections with international buyers and consumers. RAP uniquely equips PFI to address regulatory hurdles in marketing or priority markets like South Africa and Australia. While growth opportunities are challenging due to complex regulatory landscapes, this will be a key component of PFI's activities under RAP of 2025. PFI has allocated nearly $2.05 million for priority markets such as Taiwan, South Africa, South Korea, and Central America, as well as Global Messaging Program. RAP funding also builds on success of PFI's efforts under USDA's Market Access Program. For the 2024 fiscal year, PFI received over $1.3 million to promote U.S. food internationally. For more information about PFI's international market development efforts and benefits of the U.S.-made pet food, visit www.petfoodinstitute.org. Visit TalkingPets.com for more information and join our Facebook family. Reporting, I'm Dunn Leach. Miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
It wasn't.
You got a friend in me. Devin, she was snickering because I was petting the dog.
He was over there going like this, like a weirdo.
Thought you were going to say something. Nothing. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. And we want to talk to you, of course, about your pets. That is the number to call. 818-818-6401.
I want to hear about people's monkeys.
No.
I do.
Well, if there is somebody with a monkey, yeah. I would like to hear what they have to say.
Yeah, tell me why I should get one. People that think I shouldn't get one aren't allowed to call.
Yes, they are.
Why is it dead air?
So,
because... Hey, I got an idea. We can play a game to pass the time.
That's why. So it's trivia time. If you can answer this trivia question, we're going to set you up with cat treats from VitaCraft. You can go with the Lick and Lap treats, or you can go with Purr Sticks. You could also go with an Easy Walk no-pull harness if you've got a dog about the size of a Labrador. We do have the Good Pets Foods supplement treats, daily multivitamins, the daily probiotic, and the Hip and Joint Plus. We also do have the collapsible water bowl that you could take with you anywhere in the color of lime green. We have dog books, cat books, chicken soup for the soul books. We got the new one that just came out about thinking of having a positive life, which we all want. We do have a bracelet of dogs. You can go with that as well. And a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. No, it is not a murder CD. It's about reptiles because they're cold-blooded. You get the connection? There. Okay. So, bees are found on every continent of Earth, except which one? Bees are found on every continent of Earth except one. Which one? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and we want to talk about you and your pets. Jasmine the dog trainer is in the house, here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets. And again, 818-818-6401. But if you can answer that trivia question, you can get a prize. And bees are found on every continent except for one. Which one is it? 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. So, we were talking with Sydney at the beginning about like dogs, cats as a pet. And if you have a busy life, then I would say basically go with cats. I mean, they are easier to take care of, mainly because you don't got to walk them and everything. Not to say that they're 100%, because cats, you know, if
they
you get that...
needy.
Well, they can be needy. Shadow. I think she's outside by the pool. Yep, she always comes to the door when she wants in. So, they're like dogs. They really are. You can train them. I mean, I don't even have to... They'll come to the door and look at the door or scratch on the door when they want to come in, just like a dog does.
Yeah.
But I don't have my cats go outside. That's a given. The only time they go outside is around the pool area, which is all caged in. I don't want anything getting at them or them getting out and getting hit by a car or something like that.
Yeah.
So, and people steal things. And so, a lot of times when you think your cat ran away or your dog ran away, sometimes they're stolen. A good reason to have microchips. But, you know, cats I have a great time with my cats. I could not imagine having them not in the house. Because, like, when I come home, just like a dog, they are at that front door waiting for me.
Right.
And especially Shadow. She'll roll around on her back and she'll be like, Daddy's home!
Oh.
Shadow identifies as a Rottweiler, though.
Yeah.
She does, pretty much. Pretty much, but
she's your guard animal.
She is. If she doesn't know you and you were to come at me, she will attack you. But
well, you feed her, so
she's like the most pleasant. But literally, if you were somebody that came into the house,
or if you sit in her chair,
yeah, that's true. During show day, she likes here in the studio. She likes to sit in Jasmine's chair, and she won't give it up.
Yeah. Her and Jilly went at it a couple of times, too.
Yeah, they did.
She actually, today, she hasn't tried to get in at one time.
I know. You know what? I kind of noticed that, but I did have a talk with her at the beginning
she's
of the show.
She's giving me a look, though. Like, she'll sit there, and she's looking at me while I'm sitting.
She's like, that's my seat. Don't you forget it.
Yeah, I hope you know I let you have that today.
But I really do think that cats, you know, a lot of people call them aliens. They kind of like, they're if you understand a cat, and you really watch them and learn their behaviors and everything, they are amazing. And I swear they can almost understand everything that you're saying. Dogs, I think they spend their more life frivolous and no care. And
oh, that's not true.
Oh, please.
That's you speaking as a cat person. Me, as a dog person, I spend a lot of time with dogs, and they have the ability to understand so much more than you think they do.
Oh no, I didn't say that they don't understand. They do understand, but I think cats are a little bit more diva-ish, and a little bit more like can survive on their own and, you know, and keep themselves company.
Shadow couldn't survive on her own.
No, she loves me. She couldn't live without me.
But Summer could survive on her own.
See if I got real quick before so I don't have to hold you over the break. Rocky in Dayton, Washington. Rocky, what's the answer to that trivia question?
Hello, Antarctica.
Wow. Yay. Congratulations.
Good job.
We got to take a little break, Rocky, but stay on the line and talk to Sydney, and she'll tell you what you can... You've got a choice of what you can go with. Hey. Thanks, Rocky. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, this is Kimberly Elise here with PETA. Do you know what medicine can reverse heart disease, curb obesity, ward off cancer, and keep you going strong? Vegan food, that's right, what you eat. And it's never been easier. Stock your shelves with fruits, veggies, and grains. And try those veggie burgers and sausages you've seen on grocery store shelves. Live the healthy life you deserve. Go on, try it.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
The American Kennel Club, AKC, the world's largest purebred dog registry and leading advocate for dogs, is excited to announce that the Danish-Swedish farm dog has received full recognition and is the AKC's 202nd breed. The Danish-Swedish farm dog is eligible to compete in the working group. A breed that is newly recognized does not mean that the breed is newly created. Many breeds that gain full AKC recognition have existed for decades, and some are ancient. We are excited to welcome the Danish-Swedish farm dog to the AKC registry as our 202nd breed, said Gina DiNardo, AKC Executive Secretary. Now, joining the working group, the Danish-Swedish farm dog is a people-oriented, friendly, loving companion. The breed was originally known as the Danish Pinscher and could be found on farms in Denmark and southern Sweden as a multi-purpose barnyard dog. The Danish-Swedish farm dog performed a variety of jobs, but its specialty was vermin control. These compact dogs are versatile, love to work, and enjoy a challenge. They are coordinated, agile, and very fast, needing daily exercise. This breed is low maintenance when it comes to grooming, with the occasional brushing and bath being all that they need to look their best. AKC recognition offers the breed the opportunity to compete at all times and all levels of AKC sports and events. As there are over 26,000 held each year, to become an AKC recognized breed, there must be an active following and interest in the breed by owners in the United States and established breed club of responsible owners and breeders. There also must be a sufficient population of dogs in the United States geographically distributed throughout the country. Breeds working towards full recognition are recorded in AKC's Foundation Stock Service. Additional information on the process can be found at akc.org. Visit TalkinPets.com for more information and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Let's go, doggy!
Woof, woof! Woof, woof! Woof, woof! Woof, woof!
He's a farm dog, Fred's his name. Rounding up sheep's his favorite game.
He's a clever dog and fast on his feet.
He'll duck and dive, run and leap.
Woof, woof!
Move him over this way.
Woof, woof!
Move him over that way.
Woof, woof!
Circle around,
keep the sheep safe.
A charity that cares for ill, disabled, and elderly dogs says all dogs need a loving forever home. The Dogs Nobody Wants Sanctuary, or DNWS, in Slough was set up by Matthew Young, 57, and his partner Christopher Young. The couple care for 14 unwanted dogs, including 11 paraplegic and one multiple amputee. Joe Drury, one of the charity's volunteers, said, "These dogs shouldn't have any less chance of a loving, happy home forever." Mr. Young explained that more than a decade ago, he volunteered for a dog rescue charity and noticed that nobody could really home disabled dogs. He said his partner and him started taking in disabled dogs, and it snowballed from there. He said, "It pretty much takes up all of my time, but anyone who meets the dogs knows that it's worth every minute. We live with the dogs as if they're family. It's just home for us. Every dog in our sanctuary has a home for their entire life." Mr. Drury got involved with the charity when she, Miss Drury, when she adopted her dog, a cross terrier called Bonnie, in 2015. She said Bonnie was born on Constantinia Railway Station in Romania and was very fortunate to be hit by a train and she lost her leg. Matthew turned up to be my home checker to find out if I was a suitable pet owner. Miss Drury said the charity work that the couple does is phenomenal. She said, "Honestly, genuinely don't know how they do it. It takes a very special kind of person to take a dog in with so many different issues and give them an absolutely normal, loving life." Visit TalkinPets.com for more information and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Sunset from the steps, it looks like hell, but we ain't seen nothing yet. When we get to our forever home, we'll see beauty like we've never known. Angels singing hallelujah songs. Hard to imagine one day all this gravel turn to streets.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We want to talk with you about your pets. If you got a training question or a behavior question, you know we're open to those. You can pick up the phone and give us a call and ask a question. Jasmine, the dog trainer, is in the house. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So my brother Ed types in on Facebook Live, "Hope Miss J has a wonderful year. Happy New Year, Miss J."
Oh.
Hey, Ed, how are you doing?
Meanwhile,
Happy New Year.
Devin and John are going to have horrible years.
Apparently.
So, I don't know, Devin, what do you think? We need someone to give us a shout out.
I know. We need some Facebook love.
Yeah, we do, definitely. Well, that's appropriate. We're going to have a horse trivia question. And if you can answer this question, we're going to send you out. No, not a horse. But you will have your choice of, like, Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks from Vitacraft, cat treats. You can go with dog supplement treats from Good Pets Foods. We got a Easy Walk harness for a dog, size large. We have dog books, cat books, a CD from Gino Sassani. We have the collapsible water bowl, and we have a dog bracelet with a whole bunch of different dogs on it. If you can answer this trivia question, and it happens to be, you know, like I said, in honor of my brother Ed, he loves horses. What is the name of an adult female horse? And it's not Mr. Ed. That would be
his
a
name
male
is Mr.
horse.
Ed.
Just kidding. What is the name of an adult female horse? What do they call it? 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. What is the name of an adult female horse? If you know what it is, let us know. 818-818-6401. So, you know, when we were talking about cats and
trying to tell her that this is empty. She heard me.
Oh, is it empty?
Yeah. She heard me scrunch the bag and she came running over and now she's staring at me.
You know, when I was growing up in my house with my mom and dad, you know, back then it was amazing. We did have electric can openers.
Wait, why do you feel like you need to clarify?
Just because.
They had electric can openers
all the way back then?
Oh my wow. God.
Thanks, Lucy.
You had electricity? No. That's what my daughter asked me one time.
We did, but we still had to pee and poop in the backyard.
Oh, goodness.
Next to our dog. But the thing is that anytime you hit the electric can opener, my cat, no matter where she was in the house, would show up in the kitchen.
Because of the canned food.
Yeah, because back then they didn't have those pull-up tabs. Uh-huh. You had to actually use the electric can opener.
Yeah.
And that's like, though, with her, if you crunch a bag... She just, and she, I swear she knows the difference between a regular bag.
Yep, she knows exactly what that sounds like.
And the lick and lap, the Vitacraft bag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she hears that.
I can open a bag of potato chips. My dog doesn't wake up from her sleep. If I touch a dog treat bag, she appears out of thin air. She's like, you rang?
No, it's really is a good calling card because they seem to actually know that, you know. It's like, this is my treat.
Yes.
And I'm coming to get it.
Uh-huh.
So, speaking of coming to get it, we're going to go out to Kyle in Coos Bay, Oregon. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing pretty well. How about yourself?
We're doing great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So I got to ask you, Coos Bay, is it cool there or is it hot there? It's probably not hot.
Oh, it's normally pretty cool. We're on the Oregon coast, so it's a lot of weather.
Oh, I don't know if you heard one of the stories we did in the last hour of the program about your volcano in that area off the coast, but they're saying according to scientists, they're saying 2025 it is going to erupt. And basically, they are saying, be careful of a tsunami. I'm just throwing that out there for you.
Doomsday reporting.
Wow. I hope you have a great year.
Right. Happy New Year, Kyle.
Hope you've doomsday prepped.
Hope it's wet for you.
If you have a life insurance policy, my name is John.
You want me to bump it up a little bit first?
There you go. So what do you think on that answer? A female horse is called a what?
A mare.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Do you have horses?
I do not. I worked on a ranch for many years. I actually tried calling in earlier for that bee question. And I was running in the store, so I missed it. But was the answer for that previous question already said?
Antarctica was the bee question.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yep. And now this one, you got mare. Do you have dogs? Do you have cats? What do you have in the house?
Both.
Okay. Do you want... we've got a bunch of things. We have books and everything like that. Clash of a Water Bowl. I've got... It's kind of falling on the line of a kid's bracelet with all the dogs on it. I don't know if you have kids. But then also, we do have the cat treats and we have the dog supplement treats as well. What do you think?
I would be interested in those cat treats, please.
They're amazing. The lick and lap, you will get your cat to do anything with the lick and lap. So,
That's wonderful. She's finicky with treats, so I'm excited to try it.
You know, the weird part is like when I buy my cats a variety pack of the moist food, because I feed them moist in the morning, they need that, and the rest of the time they get dry, and that's good. That's a good diet for cats, and especially as they're getting older, they need more moist food. But the thing is that sometimes in that variety pack, for some reason, my cats do not like the chicken. Like, they won't eat it. They'll eat the fish, they'll eat, like, the beef.
They want the smelly, gross smell.
Yeah, but they don't want the chicken. But then, in order for me to get them to eat the chicken so I don't waste the money and the food, as I put the lick and lap over the top
of it. And it's chicken flavored.
It is.
Like, what?
It is. It's bizarre. But it smells.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got an amazing aroma to it.
Oh, the first ingredient is chicken broth.
Yep, that's what smells so good.
And it's
good.
Got chicken liver in it, so it's, yeah.
We're going to send that out to you in Coos Bay, Kyle. So if you would, stay on, talk to Sydney. I'll get your address, and we'll ship that out to you. And thanks for playing.
Sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
You too. Thanks Kyle.
Playing.
Happy New Year. That's Kyle out there in Coos Bay, and it was a mare. We had Carol. Carol, I was going to give you a trivia question. If you want to call back, I'll give you a trivia question.
Come back.
And she was in San Diego, I believe.
Oh, that's where I was born.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. KCBQ. 818-818-6401. This is Talking Pets.
Perfect cure in your petals. I find peace. A place where worries sit. Jasmine like the breeze.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategic strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
We're going to go out to Carol, and Carol is in San Marcos, California. Hey, Carol, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's good to hear from you. Thanks for calling back. If you always get a line and we're playing a game, I recommend staying on because then I usually come up with another question for if somebody's holding. So I know you're holding, so I'm going to give you, I think this is an easy one. It kind of deals with the farmland again, and what are baby goats called, Carol?
Mm. Mm. I want to say kids. K-I-D-S. Kids.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Everybody's clapping. You were right. I didn't think you were going to get it. At first, I was like,
You know why? I did grow up in Ohio and in farmland.
So
we're getting all the farmers today.
Yeah. We got the horse
the
people.
And
so what would you like to go with? Do you have dogs, cats? What do you have at home?
Well, I think I want the dog bracelet because I have a granddaughter.
Oh, okay. It's really, yeah, it's cute. Really cute. It's very cute. It's got a whole bunch of different dogs on it and
if
everything like that.
If you're watching on Facebook, I'm holding
it. Yeah, if you're on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, you can see it.
I'm not, but we watched the dog show together during the
holiday. Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yeah, that's my friend David and also John O'Hurley. They do that every year. So David was on the show with us. So it's a great show. It's actually got a huge audience. We're going to send you the dog bracelet. So I hope she enjoys it.
I do. I know she will. She's into jewelry and she, you know, they have two dogs and three cats.
Oh, wow. Aww. That's good. That's good. I think it's really important for kids to grow up with pets, so I appreciate the fact that, you know, they have so many at home.
Yes, it is. It's very good. And she loves the cats, but I just know that she likes jewelry, and she'll wear that bracelet. So
sounds good.
Oh, awesome. I'm glad she'll enjoy it.
We'll get it right out to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Carol. Hold on. Don't go away. Speak with Sydney so we can get your address, and we'll ship that out to you in San Marcos. That's Carol out there in San Marcos, California. Here's a story for you. Bed bugs can be a nuisance anywhere, especially when you're traveling. Many people who are taking a trip only expect to see them in hotels. This isn't always the case, as sometimes bed bugs can end up on your method of transportation as well. One place bed bugs are becoming more common, get it? It's airplanes. This isn't good, as people can be confined for several hours at a time, letting bed bugs really get into people's possessions. Consider these tips to avoid getting bed bugs while you're on an airplane. So, ways to avoid them. In recent years, there have been several stories about bed bugs on airplanes, and people even having to fumigate planes in order to get rid of them. Why does this happen? Well, airplanes have everything in bed bug wants in life. Plenty of people who aren't going anywhere and lots of items to hide in. On an international flight, that's over 3 hours for bed bugs to explore their new passengers with ease. People also come and go on airplanes, making the problem very difficult to spot. Travelers may not realize they have bed bugs until they go into the hotel, in which case they blame their accommodations instead of the actual airline. It's the lack of suspicion that lets bed bugs continually breed without worrying. As bed bugs are a growing problem, you might run into them on your flight. Now keep these tips on hand. Cover your seats. Airplane seats are a great spot to harbor bed bugs. Now, to keep yourself safe, put a cover on the seat. Several companies make covers that are designed for an airplane or movie seat and will help keep the bed bugs from crawling out of the seat and into your stuff. You know what I mean. Many of these covers aren't bulky, which means they're easy to pack and can be disposed of afterwards. So if a bed bug ends up in the cover, you won't be bringing it with you. Keep your bag safe. Your carry-on will be exposed to other bags during your flight, some of which may be contaminated with bugs. Could you imagine somebody else's bag is covered with bed bugs? And of course, they're going to get in yours. To prevent your bag from being infested by bed bugs, place it inside a plastic bag. While a freezer bag may be too small, you can place it inside a plastic shopping bag. Just wrap the bag around the item to keep it airtight. Pack a pillow and blanket. If you're planning to sleep on the plane, don't rely on the airplane's bedding, which may be carrying bed bugs. That's according to Huffington Post. Instead, bring along your own travel pillow and blanket. You'll be much more comfortable anyway. Bed bugs prefer to feed on humans, but they might feed on pets if there aren't any humans around or if the area is densely infested. However, bed bugs don't usually live on pets because pets have higher body temperatures than humans, which might be too warm for bed bugs. Pets groom themselves, which can deter bed bugs, and bed bugs can't navigate through a pet's fur. So unless you're a very hairy man, you're not in luck. Visit TalkinPets.com for more information and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Facing life, it's sure nice to get away and crawl into your bed, kind of like an escape. Unfortunately, sometimes some of life's worst problems is found right there.
Did you ever look at one? What they really look like?
I hate everything about that story.
Jasmine is not traveling anytime soon. I'm
no,
gonna tell you
I
that
just
now.
Travel. I just got. I was in California. I took a flight to California.
Oh my God, you got a bed bug on you!
A couple of weeks ago, and you know, my dad is a germaphobe, and he's always told me that like when we come to his house with suitcases and we've flown, we're not allowed to bring them in the house. He makes us leave them in the garage. He goes out and he sprays bed bug spray all over the outside of our suitcase. So I'm in the habit of like, if I travel, I didn't bring my suitcase upstairs. I left it downstairs and I sprayed bug spray on the outside and I just leave it for a while. But yep. I never thought about them crawling up my clothes while I'm sitting on the seat, John.
Yep.
Now I have a new phobia.
Yep. Now movie theaters as well. You know what? They don't clean those seats. I know they don't.
Didn't you say you had a roach crawling on you in the movie theater one time?
Yes.
He said he felt something tickling his arm and he grabbed it and it was...
It was a big
bug. It was the
bug.
Guy in row four.
Hey, that's one way not to sit next to somebody. Just start keep itching yourself. Scratch,
ew.
Scratch, scratch. Hey, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets.
Opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.